Good morning, everyone. I'm so quiet for all our Guru Panima guests. We're almost finished with the October, right? October issue of Interesting Today. Inside section on Lord Ganesha. So this is the last page of that. I thought I'd share it this morning. We sincerely hope that this educational insight will serve to bring you closer to Lord Ganesha. We are deeply grateful to Gurudeva for his inspiring words of wisdom. One comment that he makes especially stands out to me as central. Quote, among all the wonderful Hindu deities, Lord Ganesha is the closest to the material plane of consciousness, most easily contacted, and most able to assist us in our day-to-day life and concerns. Unquote. In giving this some thought, we developed a list of 11 ways in which Ganesha can benefit your everyday life. These benefits are written for you because that is the best time to develop a closeness with Ganesha that they apply equally to adults. Strengthen memory, stimulate intelligence, solve problems easier, study well in school, stabilize emotions, improve your character, experience good timing, increase domestic harmony, increase self-control, remove obstacles in your path, be more successful in life. Through the worship of Lord Ganesha, we feel better about life, rising above the lower emotions of insecurity, fear, anger, and jealousy, and instead experience peace and contentment. Tuning into his Shakti in being, through attending puja at the temple or even just visualizing him in your mind, helps raise you up into the Muladhara chakra and therefore out of anger and fear into a calm state of mind. In fact, you can slowly seal off these lower states of mind and keep awareness permanently lifted above the animal instincts of fear and anger through the regular worship of Lord Ganesha. He sits on the chakra of memory, and when we are stable in that chakra, focused and concentrated, our memory is strong and our intellect is keen. Lord Ganesha's worship can enable us to tune into the natural flow of events that allows us to be in the right place at the right time. Have you noticed that some days our timing is excellent, and yet other days everyone we go to see has just left? The store just closed. We missed our bus by 1 minute. The worship of Ganesha quiets the aggressive intellect, allowing you to be guided by intuition, which can change a day of bad timing to one of perfectly good timing. Everyone knows Lord Ganesha is the Lord of obstacles, able to both place a barrier in our path when our direction is less than perfect, and to remove barriers that keep us from achieving our highest aspirations in life. By bringing our consciousness close to Him, we give permission for Him to positively influence our life in these subtle, often unseen ways. When you start each day's study or come upon a difficult subject, pray for Ganesha's clear mind. See and feel a bright yellow light around your head. Feel smart. Strongly desire to understand. When you have a problem in life, at school, home, or work, Lord Ganesha will help you. Ganesha knows everything about you and everybody you know from the past into the future. But you must ask for his help. See Ganesha's majestic face and with mental force ask for help and explain the problem. Lord Ganesha will send you ideas and thought power, introduce you to new attitudes, help you to understand other people, help you use wisdom and not emotions to face life's many experiences. And when that happens, you will be more successful in all you undertake. It is very clear that worshiping Lord Ganesha can benefit our life in many ways, provided that we have developed a closeness with Him to the point where He is our friend. Ganesha is then able to help us become happier, more successful, and more cultured Hindus who value the temple as an indispensable part of our life. Knowing that the gods are real beings and that the purpose of going to the temple is to experience their blessings is what transforms the temple from a cultural hall to a truly sacred place. Two thoughts on Ganesha. I remember we did an article on Hinduism in Thailand, the beautiful Ganesha temple on the front cover of Hinduism Today. So Rajiv was there, Rajiv Malik, and he was fascinated by the fact that not only Hindus go to the Ganesha temple, but lots of Buddhists go too. Thai Buddhists are going to the Ganesha temple, and of course, in Buddhism you're not supposed to worship Hindu gods. So he asked around, you know, and got an opinion, you know, why so many Thai Buddhists are worshipping Ganesha. And the answer was, well, you know, worshipping Buddha is great for enlightenment, but worshipping Ganesha and the Hindu gods, that's what helps with our everyday life. So, right in tune with this article that Ganesha, in particular among the Hindu gods, is very helpful in helping us meet the challenges that we face in our everyday life in a wiser way, in a way that we're more successful. Second thought I had was on Ganesha as the Lord of Obstacles. When everyone thinks about it, the initial approach is, well, Ganesha is the Lord of Obstacles. So I pray to Him and He removes the obstacles from my path. That's the natural thought, of course, but that's not what the name says. You know, it says Lord of Obstacles. It doesn't say Remover of Obstacles. So sometimes obstacles in the path are good, and you don't want them removed. And because by their being there, events work out better. So simple example is a small child. So parents of the small child are the small child's Lord of Obstacles, shall we say. And usually being the Lord of Obstacles for a small child is not removing obstacles from the path, but putting them in the path, right? You want to prevent the child from falling down the stairs, so you put a little gate in front of the stairs. You want to prevent the child from sticking his finger in the electrical socket, so you cover the electrical socket and so forth. So you're putting all these obstacles in the way of the child so the child doesn't hurt him or herself. So we can easily identify with that. So you're not removing obstacles. You're putting them there. And in that way, you're protecting the child from events that could happen. So Ganesha does that too. And sometimes we are not patient enough. We're not wise enough to see that. So we get frustrated with life. Things aren't going forward. This isn't happening soon enough. We wanted it to happen last month. It hasn't happened yet. This is bad. What's the matter, Ganesha? You're not removing the obstacles that are in my path. Well, maybe He put them there in the first place, you know. So the key is to seek the natural timing in any event and not to become frustrated, emotional, impatient with the obstacles that have occur in life. Also not to give up trying to remove them. We're not saying, you know, if something doesn't work, give up. It must be Ganesha's will. Not saying that. We're saying if something doesn't work, keep trying, but don't become impatient. Don't become frustrated. Don't lose contact with your inner wisdom, which happens if we get emotional and frustrated with the obstacles in our life. We lose contact with our inner wisdom. We lose the natural sense of timing. So next time a big obstacle sits there and throws off what you think is the natural timing, give it a second thought. Maybe it's supposed to be there. Maybe things will work out better because they're delayed or happen in another way. You have to ask Ganesha in the end what the wisdom was in this working differently than we thought it would. Wonderful faith. Om Namah Shivaya.